Ancient woman cried, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David." And last week, the church heard again the tragic story of sin entering into God's perfect creation. Today, on the basis of the appointed gospel, as we hear briefly from the epistle, we know that we have been justified by faith, which imparts peace between the sinner, mankind, and Holy God. Sinners like you and me have been reconciled to God through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, even living in that life of reconnection with God, we recognize that daily we sin much. We recognize that Satan's tent is very near our own. We realize that indeed, like Jacob, we seem to be wrestling with our faith and with God constantly. If this is your dilemma also, then listen again to the words of the Canaanite woman who cries, "Have mercy on me." As things go in our culture today, or for that matter, in the culture of our Lord's day, this woman did not have a lot going for her. But she did have one thing. She had a child that was demon-possessed. So what else did she have to bring before the Lord? She had herself, her alien nationality, and her devil-plagued daughter. She had one other thing. She had the Word. At some place and at some time, that Word had gone into her ear. It was maybe just a sliver of the Word, a mere crumb, as it were, a report coming to her pagan land that a man named Jesus is the one that everyone has been seeking. He is the Lord, the Son of David. Perhaps she had heard that he had been going about anointing and healing the sick and casting out other demons. It could be even that she saw such a miracle. We don't know the occasion of her knowledge, but the Bible knows. She hears that Jesus is on the move and is coming in her direction. Like any other mother or father in these circumstances, I believe, would do, she probably had sought the help of various remedies for her daughter's recovery. Now here, at all having failed, with Jesus in the vicinity, she finds the opportunity to make her plea to the Lord. Certainly, she must have had some conflicting thoughts. Why should I be able to ask anything of Jesus? Who am I? I am a woman. I am a stranger. I'm a foreigner. I'm a nobody. So also the Canaanite woman, according to the flesh, and likewise deceived, a worshiper of false gods, tenaciously finds herself clinging to the word and promise of Christ, the Son of God. Maybe mercy for her daughter reminded her that she was an enemy of God. She had no status according to the law. She, like Jacob, is blessed by a faith in God, however, who deals unfairly. He gives her not what she deserves, but what she needs. This woman could not deceive God any more than you did. She was born in enmity with God. She is your second cousin, shall we say. This woman is you. take the bread of the children and give it to the dogs. song that the